I got two screwdrivers. I got a knife. You know, what more do you need? What more do you need? Okay, that's gonna fall. I don't want that to fall. I mean, I guess we could use. Guess we try some of this. Oh, good, good, yeah, great, great, yeah. It's already going good. This is already a good idea. Great. Great. At the edge of the world, fight the mighty horde that bashes and breaks you. Yep. I forgot this song existed. That's how free I've been. So I've got this chair I need to assemble. I'm in the garage. I can't. Oh yeah, okay, here, yeah. This is much better. Okay, where am I going to build this chair? Because I don't have a lot of room. I guess I can just build it, roll it out around to the front door and roll it in that way once it's built. Yeah, it's, yes, hello, hi. It's a chair for video game aficionados that, yeah, I don't know. DX Racer has a new chair out, so they sent it to me. I figured I would try it on account of I fucking hate the chair I have now. So why not give it a go? I wish I had a little bit more room right here in this little lane I've carved out of the center of the garage. This very ratty video camera bag can go there. That has a CRT in it, so I need to be careful with it. What else can I move? Probably not much. All right, well, whatever. I guess I can move these CDs. Been ripping all my CDs into flax lately because, you know, people need to have projects. I can't. I don't want to. I mean, this is just an AC/DC song. Someone just put an AC/DC song on this playlist. I don't. I need to set this so that the screen doesn't turn off. Mic mode, standard voice isolation, and wide spectrum. Tell me if this sounds any better when I set it. Oh, microphone modes are currently unavailable, it says. All right, I don't know what that means. Display and brightness. Auto lock, never. I don't. Oh, good. Yeah, okay. Well, I've got a knife in my hand, so this is going to go one of two ways. It would be nice if this chair was better than my current chair on account of my current chair is not comfortable. But, you know, these video game chairs seem like they'd be bad all across the board, right? I mean, that's the rap on gaming chairs, is that they're pretty much all garbage. So, I don't know. I've heard those, like, what is it, the Herman Miller ones are all right, but also they're like $2,000, and what the fuck? Who's gonna, you know? You can make the case that, like, with the amount of time I spend sitting in that chair, that actually $2,000 or whatever for a chair is probably a reasonable price for considering how much use it gets. But I don't, this song seems like it's... Ugh. Jesus Christ. Well, I just need a place I can lay this box flat, and I don't think I have that place. Roll it over here. That's not it. This is not it. Okay. 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 I've got to cut open this box. Let's move this iPad over here. I'm trying to figure out, like, where's the right place to put the phone so that the music can still be heard, but will not, drown me out, I guess. I don't know. Okay, where'd that knife go? This is just Frank Zappa. I don't like Frank Zappa. But does it really belong here? A big congratulations to you for your all-new DX Racer chair, and welcome to the DX Racer family. Great. Okay, we got some parts. All of these... All of these instructions are in English and in Chinese, which is nice. Okay, it comes with an Allen wrench. Okay, so it looks like it comes with what it needs. Oh, it's... Oh my god, this thing is... extremely yellow with some kind of, it's a rabbit in a dinosaur costume on the back of it. sure. So yeah, this is I guess their new chair, and they're like, hey, we were sending out review stuff, and I was like, you know, I want to know more about the world of accessories and hardware. That's why, you know, like, we talked about some of that Razer audio stuff recently. Like, you know, there's just a lot more stuff like that out there where they're trying to cater to people that want to play and stream games, and I was like, you know, I feel like I should know a little bit more about this stuff so we can speak on it a little bit. So I started replying to those emails a bit, and here we are. I mean, I guess it makes sense that if they're sending out the ones for review, that they're going to send this big bright yellow. Maybe I asked for this one. I can't even remember. And this is a quality cover of a quality song. I mean, it's the only good Radiohead song, so what are you going to do? Comes with a fun pillow. We'll set that here. I will post a picture of this thing to Instagram real quick. It's not assembled, obviously, but... No. Okay. Ah. Great. This is the only version of this I'll listen to now. You know why. Grr. That's not a child. This said kids rap. Kids rapping the hits. Haha. Okay, the kids do the hook. All right, sure. No love for the haters. This is like the undercarriage. This looks like a bike part. I don't even know what I'm looking at here. All right. Okay, this is some kind of metal piece. Set it over here. I mean, Will Smith doesn't curse, well, in his songs. Will Smith doesn't cuss on his records. So why do you need to do a kid's version of it? It's already a kid's version. Okay. More styrofoam weirdness. Okay, what am I looking at here? Okay, so there's the big back of the chair. There's the part with the wheels and stuff attached to you. We got that. Okay, and then this other box is going to be some shafts. And the wheels. Step four, put the pillow with over the... Okay, yeah, all right. Really good cutting and scratching on here. Very authentic. Good work to everyone involved. Their slogan here just says, "Embrace gamers," and like, I will not.
What?
Tell him to take a damn shower.
Okay, that's our box full of hardware. What are we doing first? Maybe I can just,
Is this just David Lee Roth?
Yeah. This is just a quality... This is just, hey, it's just David Lee Roth.
Oh. More of this, huh?
I mean, I guess it makes sense there would be some Kidz Bop crossover with the Fresh Prince. Okay, step one, put in the wheels. Where'd I put the... Okay.
Good, yep.
Scared so well. Not scared as hell. It's a good thing Kidz Bop stepped in to save us. He just wears them anyway. Here's our piston thing. Okay. Yeah. What? Oh, this is good. Oh, these guys are sick. It's like they heard every Lonely Island song, and they were like, I got an idea. Longer it goes, the more you can hear that they listened to quite a bit of Lonely Island. You're like, yeah, yeah. That's, yeah. Is it Trix with an X? Let me check. No, they spelled Trix properly. I feel like I, if I were to write this, if I were to be in a position to write this song, I would have involved the word matrix somewhere in there. I would have made a matrix reference. Like how well you're vaping or in the matrix. Some mixtape shit. Where'd my drink go? Okay. Step one. Put the wheels on this motherfucker. And the piston and the plastic piston cover. Okay. Let's do wheels first. God, if I end up switching to this chair full time and don't just throw it back in the garage, then I'll need to buy new wheels for it. Probably get those rollerblade style wheels that I have on that other chair. I mean, I guess I could just yank them out of that one. I don't know. Yep, sitting on this money just like Gomer Pyle. If we know one thing about the television show Gomer Pyle USMC, it's that he has a lot of money. Maybe that's deeper than I'm giving credit for. Maybe there's one episode where Gomer Pyle is sitting on a bank vault or, you know, something, something.
A
I don't think you needed to put your I don't think you needed to contribute to this in a mixtape fashion. I don't think you've added to it. Flipper. There's another fucking 4 minutes of this. Oh, come on. Why? Mm. I feel like there should be a toggle on Spotify somewhere. And, you know, they should hire me to be the arbiter here. I think I should be the person that determines what's on each side of the toggle. But I would think there should be a toggle that's just like, hey, show me the bullshit. And you should have to opt into that. Got wheels on a wheel thing. Now we need this plastic little extendo. My chair got extendos. We need this piston. Where'd that go? It's over. Okay. I don't need a metal cover of the Bobby Roode theme song. This is apparently official. Or wait. Maybe it's not. I don't. Okay, which part of the piston goes where? Small part goes up. Plastic cover goes over it. Fits through this hole. And then this sits in the center. No, this is just someone covering. Okay, all right. Part two. Bolts. Part two involves me bolting the bottom of the chair to the back of the chair, or the back of the chair to the butt of the chair, so we need to pull this part out, I guess, now. Alright. Yeah, it's just... This guy's singing about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, the good one. M8 screws. Wait, where are those? That seems like something I should have more than I have. Yeah, there was only... Oh no, it says there's only one. Okay, wait. Am I missing a bunch of screws? Thank you.
Am I missing a bunch of screws?
They're not in the box where the rest of the screws were.
They're already threaded into some piece of this?
Yes, okay, yes, they are. Okay. Okay. I don't. Life finds a way. No, come on. Here we've got the bottom of the chair here. Okay, it already has a bunch of bolts. Well, that's a pain in the ass. Okay, they want me to attach. Oh, shit. What the? I just have to turn this down because it's just no matter what is playing, it's making me insane. Okay, part two. We are going to need this Allen wrench thing. To undo these screws, slide it in, and then redo these screws, and then put the covers over it. Okay, that's easy. Okay. Tear this bag. Same in the garage, and I kind of don't want this chair to get dirty yet. The design on this is ridiculous. I'm curious, I think it's been very easy to get an impression lately that all these gamer chairs are absolute trash, and so I don't know. It'd be nice, like, that Secret Lab one that I bought, it was okay for a bit, but yeah, I don't know, it just, not a great chair. The armrests on it shredded almost immediately, but here is a pretty regular problem with the Secret Lab stuff. I guess Spotify kept on being Spotify even if I stopped driving, huh? This is good. Okay. Got these screws out on one side. Like, I'm in the middle of unscrewing this stuff, but I really want to stop so I can get up and turn this fucking song off. Here's some Chris Cornell. I don't know. Not really. Oh, here we go. Some classics.
Devilus and Sidior with a voice at a level of roughly 3,300 cycles per second.
Oh, does this not... Wait a minute. Does it not slide in on both sides? Is it just loosey-goosey over here? I guess so, huh? That's a choice. Fuck. Trip on this while you're talking about Mixlr. I've been paying them like $10 a month this entire time. Because I'm grandfathered in on a plan that I don't want to abandon. I'm gonna skip this because it makes me want to die. Okay, we just about got the two big pieces of the chair together. Tighten these bolts. Oh, my phone's ringing. Spam Risk, Elk, California. How dare you? Why is this song happening? What did I do? Okay, these bolts are bolted.
The dishes are done, man. All right.
Now we put these pieces over them. Are they different anyway?
Nope, they're just magnety little things that go on here and cover the bolts.
Okay, that's done.
I want to die.
That's only half done. Okay. Step two complete.
On to step three.
Now we are going to put the metal stuff onto the bottom of the chair. Which means we got to turn it upside down. It's going to get a little dirty here in the garage. The garage is not filthy dirty, but it's a garage.
I'm a demon. Okay. Over very gently.
This is good. I love hip hop. This is just DJ Quick. Someone just put some DJ Quick on here, which, yeah, okay, yeah. Oh.
I'm glad y'all set it off.
Oh. Okay, so the raised up part goes towards the back of the chair. I hate you so much it just shows. I hate you more than Michael hated Joe. Alright. DJ Quick. Working things out with his people, his family. Four more bolts to undo here. Done. See, the bolts come pre-screwed in, so you have to unscrew them, then mount the piece, then screw them back in, which I'm sure is very convenient for them from a shipping perspective, but maybe not the best way to go on my end. Minor deal. Okay. Now we put this here and hold it in place while I get these bolts in here. Nothing says quality audio like step-by-step building. But whatever, you all have expensive gamer chairs, I'm sure. You already know what I'm doing. You're like, oh, yeah, he's on step three. It's pretty much done. This is some appropriate chair building music, I would say. Alright, that's all hand tight.
there's just enough wiggle room on this that I don't know if I should mount it all the way back or all the way forward in these holes. I'm going to go with all the way back for, I don't know, no reason really. This is a good long little, Allen wrench kind of situation here. Which is convenient for this particular operation, I'll say. Good plastic handle on it so you can really torque this fucker and get these things tight. Which is nice. Alright.
Now what do we got? We got these two plastic pieces that go over the handles. Flaps face the back of the chair.
This is, you know, the song doesn't belong on here.
About as on there as it's getting. And step four, put this piece onto that piece. Put the top onto the bottom.
I should have looked at this more before I picked it up. So now I don't know where to line it up. Okay, I've really fucked up.
What we're going to do, we're going to turn this upside down. We're going to put the bottom into the top. For a sick thrill.
Okay, now.
Boom, chair, done. All right,
step four. Wait, the rest of step four.
I've got to take this fancy pillow and attach it to the top of the chair. You know, it's 2022, and we've heard all the King Missile we need to hear.
Have thread through.
Which is nice. The chair that I have now, the secret lab chair that I bought, doesn't have these, and that pillow is not as stable as I wish it was, so...
A fine innovation, potentially.
Okay, we put that, the chair is complete.
I'm going to sit in it now. Wish me luck. Moment of truth. Okay, it needs to be higher. Well, you know, I'm going to move it into the room first before I do any of that, though, because there's no need to raise it up here in the garage. Okay, how many of this inside the house? I could go through the laundry room here, but is it going to fit easily through this door? I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's going to. If I go around to the front, this will be easy peasy, but I have to navigate through the garage here, which means I have to take this box, and move it to clear a path. You know, it's a good thing I got this chair, because the thing this garage needed more of was big cardboard boxes. Okay. You just got rid of a bunch of boxes? Yeah, I've been carving a path through this garage when I have time, which is to say not as often as I'd like. And it's okay in here now, sort of. Not really. But there were a lot of boxes that were very poorly packed by the movers, and consolidating that stuff into more sensibly packed boxes seems like the first order of business. And I'm working my way through that. The problem is, like, you get a bunch of stuff that's, like, too big for your garbage bins, and then you're like, okay, now I need to cram this into a car and find where the dump is, and I just haven't had time for that at all. So, okay. Can I move this out of the way to get this chair through, or do I need to pick up the chair? I think we're going to need to pick up the chair. Okay, so far so good. I am walking backwards, holding this chair. What has an iPad on it? Do not put the chair wheel through this old monitor I've got down here, way too low to the ground. And we... Okay, that'll be fine. Oh, we've done it. That box has garbage in it, like an old router, among other things. Okay. Take this moment to clean up the rest of the styrofoam from this chair. This chair is an eyesore, but I'm kind of into that. It's really it's really fucking something else. Okay. Got my screwdrivers. Got my knife. Double doors, so you can get get crap like this in and out of the house pretty easily. Now this chair is inside. Let's take this chair and I guess roll it out to the garage. And we'll make a decision as to which chair is better. Fell off the other chair. This is blocking the way right now, but let's just leave it here for now. Let's just leave it there for now. Keep picking it up by the armrest, and then the armrest gets past its little lock thing, and you know. Okay. Well, that's a chair. It's very gaudy. And it needs to be significantly higher than it is. I hate this about these chairs. Like, they all have the... I don't know what any of this stuff does. How do I make it higher? Which thing do I pull? I know I pull up, usually. But... neither of these things seem to want to go up. Oh, okay, that one you push down and it goes. Okay. Okay, that's as tall as it gets. I am significantly lower than I was. To the point where this desk height is not going to work. Let's raise the armrests up. That's better. Huh. It feels very different. But so this, I don't have the roller, the roller blade wheels on it like I had my other chair, which raised it up, you know, another little bit here, which would definitely probably help here. But I'm trying to like feel my feet on the ground and if that feels comfy or not, because that was my biggest problem with the other chair. Even though it was raised up high, it still felt like it was too low for the length of my legs. But now here I am in this chair that is a little bit lower, and you know what? So far, so good. I don't know. This chair, okay, these wheels on this chair suck at rolling, which maybe that's a good thing. Let's launch OBS and see what the camera shot looks like by comparison here real quick. Because I bet it's going to be noticeably lower. I might have to lower my monitor even if I don't. Yeah, this is a little lower. That's a little bit lower. Oh, I guess, yeah, I can move the mic over here because the mic was adjusted for, yeah, this, it's about, I feel like I'm probably about 2 inches lower than I was. And this is all the way up, as they say. So far feels about the same. I mean, the height difference is the most major thing, and that's the thing that's hard to account for. Well, I mean, I'm gonna have to get my hands on some wheels, some replacement wheels, to really know for sure. So I could yank the wheels out of that other chair. And perhaps I will do that. Or perhaps not. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I can always just push this monitor down a little bit, which I'm actually just going to do right now. That's too low. I need to raise it up. Okay. Maybe that's a better monitor height, honestly. No, you know what? My feet are too... I need more height. This is not a good... This is not a good height for my long legs. Unless I kick them out, which is what I had been doing. You know, rest one on the foot pedal, which is obviously of vital importance. But, anyway, yeah, I don't know. The rollerblade wheels are nice for a lot of reasons, so I think you probably just, I'm just going to need to get something like that, one way or the other, to really know for sure. Yeah. Well, all right, I guess I got to close the garage. The garage door's wide open. Can't have that. Motherfuckers be coming here, stealing my Super Nintendo tapes. I liked those wheels on the other chair, so yeah, I'll get those wheels on this and then see where we stand, sit, I guess. And go from there, I suppose. I don't. So, you know.
Real dope dealers for real.
Push it. Push it. Push it.
Mike will
move. Y'all nigga, move that dope. Y'all nigga, move that dope.
Thank you.
There was something I was going to say, there was a thing I was doing, and now I'm not doing it, and now I don't remember what that thing was, and that's fine. See, now I can... Yep, okay. Have a great rest of your day. Maybe I will see you on the internet later, if you are so inclined. If not, then, either way. Either way, have a great weekend.